Welcome to Courtside, everyone, a discussion of the post-election litigation brought by Donald Trump. It's day 39 after the election. The count stands at one victory for Trump out of 59 cases. One out of 59, and that one case was totally irrelevant, didn't give him a single vote. And as you all know, we had a special episode yesterday because the United States Supreme Court trounced Trump, 9-0 loss in the Texas case, which was supposed to be, according to Donald Trump, the big one, the one that was there supposed to win. Well, many were wondering last night how America's biggest crybaby would react. And sure enough, he didn't disappoint. He first stood up all of his guests at the White House Christmas party. And then he tweeted, quote, "Justices Alito and Thomas say they would have allowed Texas to proceed with its election lawsuit." Justices Alito and Thomas ruled against you too. It was 9-0. There weren't any more justices for you to lose. He then rage tweeted this morning, quote, "The Supreme Court had zero interest in the merits of the greatest voter fraud ever perpetrated. All they were interested in is standing, which makes it difficult for the president to present a case on the merits. 75 million votes!" Exclamation point. Okay, where to begin with this mess? First of all, you know what's better than 75 million votes? 80 million votes. Second, the reason there was no standing is because Trump hired a bunch of clowns to be his lawyers who didn't even bother filing their own case, because Trump would have obviously had standing to contest his own election. They ginned up Texas to do it instead. Now, anyone who's gone to law school for even like a day, as long as they've got a rudimentary nervous system, would know that Texas wouldn't have standing in a case like this. And third, he says, quote, "Greatest voter fraud ever perpetrated?" Give me a break. You are the greatest fraud ever perpetrated on voters. The grift continues, though, with Trump tweeting now, in all caps, "We have just begun to fight." Good luck with that one. It's looking very bleak for Trump in court. Tomorrow, I'm going to cover the Electoral College meeting on Monday and what we can expect. But over the last 48 hours, Trump has lost more times. He's lost in the Michigan Supreme Court yesterday. And today, in Wisconsin federal court, Trump's lawyers tried to throw out 50,000 ballots because the state legislature, gasp, made it too easy to vote during the pandemic. Well, it didn't go over too well. Here's what the judge said in ruling against Trump. Quote, "This is an extraordinary case. A sitting president who did not prevail in his reelection has asked a federal court for help in setting aside the popular vote based on disputed issues of election administration, issues he plainly could have raised before the vote occurred. The court has allowed plaintiff the chance to make his case, and he's lost on the merits. In his reply brief, Donald Trump asks that the rule of law be followed. It's been." So this judge, who's obviously, you know, a Hugo Chavez appointee, went on to, wait, what's that? Hugo Chavez didn't appoint him? Who appointed this judge, Brett Ludwig? Oh, Donald Trump. Okay, so that's a Trump judge today in Wisconsin. And the Kraken continues. Sidney Powell has filed another emergency appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court from her Georgia case, saying millions of fictitious ballots were cast in the election for Biden. I don't think that's going anywhere. And then lastly, the Wisconsin Supreme Court today heard Trump's attempt to throw out the votes in two counties, Milwaukee County and Dane County. You know, those are the ones with those people. I would say it didn't go too well from listening to the oral argument. The court hasn't ruled yet, here's one justice begins by asking Trump's lawyer, quote, "This lawsuit smacks of racism. You've litigated against two counties because of diverse populations, because they are urban, and because they vote Democratic. This is not normal. It's not normal for us to be sitting here 48 hours before the Electoral College sits. It's not normal for only two of 72 counties to be at the risk of losing their voice in the election." And it didn't get better. You know, later, one justice asked the Trump lawyer, "Mr. Troupas, I'm very interested in knowing about one person in Dane County or one person in Milwaukee County who engaged in election fraud on November 3rd. Trump's lawyer could not answer. Ultimately, he said, "Well, I've got 10 Facebook posts saying that people voted absentee, and it turned out they were actually at public events, so they weren't allowed to vote absentee." The justices at that point lambasted him, saying, Trump lawyer, Mr. Trappas, didn't you yourself and your wife vote absentee? And one justice saying, I don't know if that's unclean hands or what. What we are seeing is an attempt to subvert the basis of our democracy. And they made it express. The Texas chairman of the Republican Party, after the Supreme Court ruled last night, issued a statement saying, quote, perhaps law-abiding states should bond together and form a union of states that will abide by the Constitution. And those 126 Republican members of the United States Congress who signed their joke brief have basically said they don't trust American democracy. There was another moment in art history when there was secessionist talk that morphed into action. We fought a war over it, and we wrote into the words of the 14th Amendment that anyone who, quote, engaged in insurrection or rebellion cannot serve in federal office. It remains to be seen what these members of Congress will do. But if they continue down this path, there will be a decision for Speaker Nancy Pelosi to make as to whether to seat them in the new Congress or if they have violated the qualifications of the 14th Amendment. That would be an extraordinary thing, but everything about the last 39 days has been extraordinary. I'll see you tomorrow.